paper.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chong Ching Lai, and it's my honor to present to you the design of robust steerable broadband beamformers incorporating microphone gain and phase error characteristics. Now, during the course of my presentation, I'll first define the problem that we want to solve, and then I'll move to discuss about the array geometry that we use for our beamformer design. After that, I'll talk about the steerable broadband beamformer structure use and robust design formulations. Then I'll provide a design example, and finally I'll conclude my presentations. Now, in speech acquisitions applications such as teleconferencing and audio surveillance, it is likely that the speaker tends to move around the room. So it'll be best if we have a beamformer that can be steered to the directions of the speaker in order to acquire the speech signal. And because we are dealing with speech signal here, which is a broadband, we want our beamformer to have a frequency invariant properties. And lastly, we want our beamformer to be robust to microphones, errors, and other deviations. So in other words, these three characteristics is what we are trying to achieve in our design. And in these presentations, I'll limit the discussion in the far field model in azimuth plane only. But it should be noted that this design can be easily extended to the near field model. Now, the array geometry that we propose here is what we call the spiral arm array. Basically, it's a multi-ring concentric array where if we consider, like, for example, the microphone here for the first or the zero ring, and then the microphone at the first ring and the next ring, we can see that it forms a spiral arm. And the next one as well. So that is the reason why we call it a spiral arm array. Now, one of the good properties of this spiral arm array is that it has circular symmetric properties, which we can exploit in order to have a 360-degree steering capability. Now, the element response of this microphone array is given by these equations, where the index P and K refers to the Kth microphone in the Pth ring, and the omega represent the frequency, phi represent the azimuth angle, Rp represent the radius of the P ring, and C is the speed of the propagating wave. Now, as for the steerable broadband beamformer structures, we are using the Farrow structures at each of the microphones. So here, we can use the free variable from the Farrow structures, denoted as theta here, to steer our main beam. And the expression is given by this. So basically, the psi here represent the steering angle, and the psi max here is the maximum steering range. So basically, this expression is just to scale the steering angle to be within the range of plus minus 0.5 for the Farrow structures. Now, the nominal beam pattern of this beamformer structure is given by these expressions, which can be written compactly in terms of vector form, where the vector A and H are P, K, M, N times one long vector, where P is the number of ring, K is the number of microphone per ring, M minus one is the order of Farrow structures, and N is the number of taps for the FIR filters. Now, in practical environment, we always have some deviations from the ideal model. And these deviations can come from places such as mismatches between microphone elements, non-ideal characteristic of the microphones, positions errors in the microphone's elements, and also local scattering effect. So if we want to have a robust design of beamformer, then we need to include some sort of error modeling into our design. So if we include the error modeling into our design, then we have our perturbed element response given by D cap, where kappa here represent the gain deviations for each microphone, and gamma represent the phase deviations for each microphone. And if we use this perturbed element response, then we'll have the beam pattern with perturbed element response given by this, which we can use then use this in our design. Now, for the robust design, we aim to optimize the design based on the mean of the deviations, which is basically the expected value of our deviations. Now, if we formulate our design in least squares formulations, we have the cost functions given by these, where the capital psi represents the desired steering range, the capital omega represents the frequency range of interest, and the capital phi represents the azimuth angle of interest. And it is well known that this least square cost function can be written in a compact matrix form given by this, where the element is the matrix Q, vector P, vector V, and scalar D is given by this. Now, the mean error terms is given by the matrix Q bar delta and B bar delta, and they are embedded into the matrix Q and vector B. As you can see here, even with the robust even with the robust design formulations, we still have the standard form of least squares formulations. This means that to solve these formulations, we can still use the standard least squares design method. Now, as a design example, suppose that we want to design a beamformer that can be steered from minus 36 degree to 36 degree, and it has a spectral passband from 200 to 3,800 hertz, and it has a 4 rings with the ring radius given by this, and for each ring we have a 5 microphone, and the order of ferro structure is 4, and the number of filter taps is 32. Now, for the microphone gain deviations, we use a Rayleigh distribution with sigma equals to 1, and for the phase deviations, we use a uniform deviation with the edge of minus pi over 2 to pi over 2. In order to illustrate the robustness of our design, we introduce two types of perturbations to our beam patterns. The first perturbations, we want to model the mismatch between microphones. So here, each of the microphone is modeled as a 50 taps bandpass FIR filter, and then the coefficients of these filters is perturbed by uniform random variables given by this. So as can be seen here, the two graphs here represent the frequency response of the microphones, where the first, the left-hand graph represent the microphone gains, and the right graph represent the microphone group's delay. Now, each line here gives the response of each of the microphone elements used. As can be seen from these two graphs, we can see that for all the microphone elements, we do not have ideal microphone characteristics, and the microphone elements are not matched with each other. Now, on top of that, we introduce another perturbations, which is to model the error in the microphone positions. So here, the X and Y coordinate of our microphone positions is perturbed with zero mean Gaussian PDF with standard deviation of 1 centimeter. Now, this four graph shows the beam pattern or spatial and spectral response of our beamformers. The left column here shows the beam pattern for the non-robust design, steered at minus 20 degree and 35 degree. The right hand side here shows the beam pattern for the robust design, steered at minus 20 degree and 35 degree. Now, a few comments here. For the robust design, we can see that the beam pattern still maintain the properties that we desire or we aim to design, where we have a frequency invariance properties, and there's still, it is still clear that there is a main beam at the directions of the steering angle, which is minus 20 degrees in this case and 35 degrees in this case. Now, for the non-robust design, although we can still see some beam pattern, some main beam at the higher frequency end, but at the low frequency end, the beam pattern just blows up in the presence of perturbations. So this clearly shows that there is improvement in the robust design. Now, these four beam patterns shows the beam patterns without any perturbations. Now, if there is no perturbations, then the non-robust design, given at the left two graphs, indeed perform better, as shown by the lower side lobe, where for the robust designs, we have a bit higher side lobes. So this is the trade-off between having a lower side lobes and the robust design. So in order to achieve robust design, we need to trade off the side lobe level. But as compared to the previous slide, we can see that for the robust design, the beam pattern is maintained even in the presence of perturbations. Now, to conclude, we have proposed a robust steerable broadband beam from a design, and the steering capability is achieved by using the ferrous filter structure. Now, the robust formulations is modeled using stochastic model, and it is optimized for the mean performance. And from the design examples, it is clearly shown that the robust design achieved the three characteristics that initially we set out to solve. Namely, it has a steering ability, and it has a frequency invariance properties, and lastly, it is robust against perturbations. Now, with this, I end my presentation, and thank you for your attention.
Any questions? Yes, please. Can you use the microphone?
Okay, thank you for insisting presentation. So my question is that is your idea of incorporating two parameters to control the microphone gain and phase error can be applicable for the linear arrays, for instance? Here you use like a spider arm arrays, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yes. Is it applicable for linear or another arrays?
Yes, this method can be applicable to any other array geometry. The thing that we need to modify is the array response functions based on the array geometry that we designed on. Mm-hmm. So yes.
Okay, thank you.
As you know, if you minimize the average response, it could still happen that for some special deviations of gain and phase, actually there is a large deviation from what you actually want. Can you comment on that? And did you also look at worst case optimization performance?
Okay. If the error deviates too much from the nominal value, then definitely the.
No. I mean, if you minimize the mean, the average performance for a specific variation of the gain and the phase, it could happen for that specific variation. Yeah, that the deviation is very large, but still on average it's a good performance. But did you also look at worst case optimization?
We haven't looked at the worst case optimizations yet. Currently, we only look at the mean performance. Thank you.
Any more questions? Okay. So, yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.